Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a go.
Yeah.
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I hunt.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing, get my blessing, now I'm shining, I'm nothing like this nut, why,
in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get my blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm nothing like this nut.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get my blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm nothing like this nut.
Why? Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get my blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm nothing like this nut.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get my blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm nothing like this nut.
Why? I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Alrighty, alrighty. Welcome to Cut on G14 Radio, going down every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I am your host, Onyx, and I'm here with the homies, the co-host, Golden and Tyrone. What's good, guys?
What's happening, world? It's Tyrone in the building.
Yeah.
You know what we got to say before all of this start off today?
Happy
one and only Onyx birthday, you know what I'm saying? We got to say happy born day to the queen, you know what I'm saying? We're not going to sing and all that, you know what I'm saying? But we love you just the same. Maybe Tyrone will bust a note.
Hold on. Happy birthday, Onyx.
All right.
You sound like Jerome from Martin.
Yeah, you do. I've really appreciate that, guys. And shout out to everybody over at Global 14 as well, who wished me a happy birthday on Twitter. And, you know, Facebook, they beasted. And it's overwhelming almost just the kind of response. I really appreciate everybody for showing me so much love. And everybody that's tuning in tonight, if this is your first time listening to G14 Radio Cut, this is the station, again, via global14.com, which is Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. So make sure you do check that out and get you an account on that joint today. You're definitely going to be glad that you did, especially when it's your birthday, because everybody's going to come through and show you some love. Tonight, we don't have an artist. Yeah. Tonight, we don't have any artists for our special guest, but we do have a model who's going to be on a little bit later for the beautiful music segment, and we'll let Golden tell you how you can be featured for that if you are a model in Vixen and want to be considered. We're going to go in on the latest in the news tonight because we never have enough time to get to it and really get to go in like we want to, so tonight we're going to do that, and I'm excited about it. Golden, how about you?
Yeah, most definitely excited about it, and, you know, since it's your birthday, we was like, you know, We didn't need any artists today to talk to. We need to talk to each other and decipher all the craziness that's going on in the game. A lot of ill stuff happens, so I can't wait to talk about that. You know, the whole Summer Jam thing and just a lot of different topics that I think the Cut need to chime in on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. About you, T? You
ready? Ready to unload them? I got a few things I want to talk about, so, you know, let's go ahead and keep it moving so we can get right to it, because I got something I got to get off my chest.
Alrighty, well, we're going to get to it. I know JD Game of the Week, but, you know, we're going to be coming with that shortly. I'm going to go ahead and recycle that joint. That's actually where we put it. Well, Tyrone, you can let the people know. What is the JD Game of the Week for those who don't know what that is?
The JD Game of the Week was where we were asking a so-so death-related question on a weekly basis. Basically, what it is to win a hold on. Matter of fact, what was Ben? Was that Ben? That one?
Yes,
that?
It was Ben. Yes, it was.
So
mm-hmm.
we're bringing a new one back, correct?
Absolutely, we're gonna do a new JD Game of the Week for everybody that's tuning in, and we don't have the prize marked down yet, but. Like Tyrone said, it was actually a social death-related question. So if you're a social death fan, a Global 14 lifer, you definitely want to tune in and see how you can win. You don't know what we're going to give away. We got a lot more things under our belt this time around. So, hey, you might get some concert tickets or some tickets to a seminar or a music conference. You never know. So, again, this being the show, Any and All Things Music, definitely want to keep tuning in and kick it with us every Wednesday night. The Cut has the beautiful music segment. And Golden, can you let the listeners know what that is if they want to be considered?
Yeah, most definitely. The beautiful music segment that we've been having basically features the models, the video vixen, all the beautiful women that's a part of the entertainment industry. You know, we have the rappers, we have the R&B singers, but main part of the videos, the magazines are the women. So we want to give them a chance to speak, you know what I'm saying, and give their point of view on the game, also what they're doing in their private lives. A lot of these girls go to school, military veterans, you know, different things that you might be surprised to know about them. So if you want to be considered for that segment, just hit me up on Twitter at THAGLUE, the glue, and we'll be more than happy to have you and talk to you on the Cut. It's a good segment, man. You'll love it. Get your exposure.
That's right.
Also, aspiring artists, if you're looking to be considered for airplay, for one, you can tune into the show. You can call in at 760-913-4119. You want to get your song played. You want to be heard. You want to get it critiqued. Listen to the show. You know, call us, contact us. You can also email us. You can hit us up on Twitter. I am at BrightwoodENT on Twitter. Onyx is at Onyx254 and the glue at THAGLUE. Also, you have to be a member of Global 14 as well, so don't forget to do that.
That's right. That's first and foremost, and hit us up when you do. Well, we're going to get straight into some numbers because that's how we like to do it. We all about making our money, and we hustling. I'm actually at the job right now. So for the Billboard we got Somebody That I Used to Know, Guy A. featuring Kimber for the Hot 100 and Pop and Radio Charts. The R&B hip-hop single is Usher with Climax. He's all over the place. I keep hearing his joint every time I turn to a station. R&B hip-hop album is Nicki Minaj, Roman Reloaded. There go the Young Money news. We got a little bit more of that coming up. And the number one rap song in the country is still Mr. Kurt Cobain's with Drinking My Cup. But I can't wait for Jeezy to come up because he's in number two with Leave You Alone featuring Neo. And I'm going to pass the mic to Tyrone about the mixtape. What'd you find, homie? Anything?
Man. As of now, I haven't found any new mixtapes. And one thing that I kind of wanted to touch on, you know, in reference to mixtapes, a lot of aspiring artists, they aren't really putting much into their promotion and their even, you know, even an artist who puts out a mixtape, they're not pressing up many copies. So I kind of want to, you know, if some people can call in, I kind of want to get you guys' take on it. You know, I talked to one of my business partners. He actually does some of my printing for me. You know, I get prints, you know, I'm a graphic designer and I do a lot of CD covers for people. Well, at one point I noticed that a lot of people who get prints from me for CD covers, mixtape covers, they only order maybe 100 to 500 at a time. So one thing that I was asking the print guy was, okay, all of the other mixtape orders that you get from people aside from me, how many are they printing up? And he said at most 500. So he kind of proved my theory right that a lot of these artists, they aren't putting out any numbers when it in reference to their product. I don't know how much they're promoting online, but they're not actually blasting out 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, you know, mixtapes or albums out here for the people to get. So it kind of makes it hard, especially when you're in a city. You know, if you're in a city of a couple million people and you're only putting out 500 mixtapes, you know, you can't really do any damage with that. So what y'all think about that?
Another thing with that, to add on what Tyrone was saying, which is 100% correct, when you artists promote these mixtapes and you're doing it on the street, be on the street. Don't just send the street team out there giving people CDs with your face on it. Be out there looking like you're an artist. So if you are a handsome dude or something, the girls can be like, oh, is that him right there? Come up and talk to you. They're going to be more apt to listen to your music when they just saw you and they met you, like your personality, like the way you dress, like the way you look, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I know it was a proven fact that it happened to me like that. I usually get CDs, throw them in a bag, you know what I'm saying? And if I get to them, I get to them at a certain time. But I remember this one cat gave me a CD, and I immediately listened to it because he was actually the one that gave me a CD. It was him, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
He was a smart dude. We sat there, conversated about a lot of things, laughing and shit. And I was like, you know what? That's a cool brother right there. I'm going to check his joint out. You know what I'm saying? Made me want to listen to it even more. So get out there with them street teams. Don't just pay some dudes to run through the mall or something with you. Get out there with them and interact with people that might be become your fans. You know what I'm saying? You'll make a lot more that way.
Absolutely. You definitely want to come up with different ways to get your music out there in the hands of consumers and fans. All this performing in front of other unsigned artists like yourself and just kind of being out there, you really need to be putting your music in the hands of the fans. The fans are going to let the DJs know this is what I want to hear. This dude is banging. I'm rolling with this local artist. You know, you'll find yourself picking up a lot more gigs that are worth picking up, that are going to be worth your time because you've actually went out there and, like they said, touched the people and put a product that was actually decent out into the streets, you know. And like he said, don't just send a street team out there. Ladies love to see the artist, so they can be like, oh, that's him, and get an autograph and possibly do promos. And it's a chance for them to network with you as well. So definitely want to hit them streets, you know.
I mean, but my thing is the number, the amount of, If an artist is only pressing up 100 to 500 mixtapes, chances are he's not paying a street team because he don't need a street team for that those little numbers. You can pass all those out in one day, you know, and leave them at the barbershop, however boys are doing it these days. But, I mean, I just think, you know, okay, if you're an aspiring artist, it takes money to make money. So you need to really set some money aside, stop spending it on J's and things of that nature, and
right.
actually get a budget together and really put out some numbers so people can really, really hear you. So,
and stop skimping on your budget, definitely. Put it to what's needed, you know what I'm saying? Get out there, do your thing. And, you know, I agree totally. You need a lot of product if you plan on going a lot of places. You know,
Absolutely.
It's going to depend on how far you're going to go is how far you get out there. You know what I'm saying? So don't just think because the internet is there that people are going to just start knowing you from here to there. You can ask a whole bunch of other people. It just don't work like that. So I agree with that totally.
Me too. I agree 100%. And we're going to get into that, and we can get into it a little bit later. But again, if you have any comments, questions, anything that you want to learn into that particular topic and question that Tyrone asked, you can call us at 760-913-4119. And we're going to take a quick break. And this is Cash Out when I'm cashing out, because he be out there getting it, and you need to be like him.
Crazy.
I got some dirt.
mind gone. That money got my mind blown. BDS and White Stone. BDS and White Stone. I'm rolling like a rolling stone. I free bezel Al Capone.
Straight up.
And my cash way long.
Turn up.
I see a bunch of clones. How I bet it. Had the same damn time. On the phone, cooking dope. Had the same damn time. Selling white, selling me. Had the same damn time. Fucking two bad bitches. Had the same damn time. 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 I'm in Pluto, I'm in Mars. Had the same damn time. On the soap, driving bottles. Had the same damn time. Give me an apartment and some water and I can swim. Got that girl, Pino jumping out the chair. My young nigga serving drinks outside crib. Step across from me, you know your chance is slim. In my 88 Gucci, oh, like a driving plane. Play the cash, hit cash, money smell like cocaine. Doing Birdman numbers, make it look like Jackie Chan. Walk inside the jeweler, drop a bell on your ring. Spent so much in Louis, gave me free champagne. In Bell Harbor shopping, and they doing the same thing. And I keep my car with me like a pill. I take a magic done one, take a clear. Spike Lee need to get this shit on film. Ask God, how I Gucci, how I belly, had the same damn time. On the phone, cooking dope, had the same damn time. Selling white, selling me, had the same damn time. Fucking two bad bitches, had the same damn time. Had the same damn time, had the same damn time. Had the same damn time, had the same damn time. I'm in Pluto, I'm in Mars, had the same damn time. On the soap, popping bottles, had the same damn time.
That's my song. I was just telling y'all, I'm at working on the show at the same damn time. Real quick, again, before we took a break, we were talking about artists and mixtapes and hitting the streets with a viable product and also how to get your product in the hands of the consumers and the fans and touch the people and let them come to you, basically, to where you don't have to be paying street team and doing all that and just, you know, we kind of went in a little bit on it. So if you have any questions or comments, you can give us a call at 760-913-4119. And we're going to get into the news, and we're about to go in. Golden.
Yes, yes. News, news, and more news in the hip-hop community. And we're about to get into some topics that really blanketed the news for about a week, you know what I'm saying, and some for a few days. Let's get one quick one out the way that I thought was significant, you know what I'm saying? Jimmy Hinchman's trial. Jimmy Hinchman, which is legally known as Jimmy Rosemond. A lot of people may know him as management for the game. People like Akon, Brandy, Gucci Mane, Mike Tyson. Like, this dude is definitely known in the entertainment community, and he was on trial for trafficking cocaine from the West Coast to the East Coast. And I don't know if people have been following, but his trial's been going on for days now. And his trials included some big names. We're talking Queen Latifah, Al Sharpton. You know, all these people have ties to Jimmy R. and Rosemond. So he's a big figure in the game just behind the scenes. And allegedly in his past, you know, he was a gangster. Real gangster dudes, you know what I'm saying? Definitely put in work. Even Tupac used to talk about these guys having problems with him. So this guy is no slouch in any means. Well, he was found guilty of all the 13 charges that the government levied against him. So it's a wrap for Jimmy Hinchman. You know, people were looking for a better outcome for him, but all those hundreds of kilos and all those wiretaps and different people turning on each other, it did him in. He's facing life in prison, and he's going to be sentenced at a later date. So Jimmy's career in entertainment, I could say, probably is over unless he's strong enough to do something from behind bars. And I wanted to get you guys' take on what happened to Mr. Hinchman.
Well, I know that we talked about it before. We had touched on it when it was all going down during the trial. That's definitely steep, and now that the sentence has been passed, and you're talking about life, you're talking about 13 charges. That's you know, it's a lot, and I hate to say it is, but it is, and I kind of don't even know what my thoughts are on it. I just keep your head up, you know. Really don't know what else to say about that. You know, that's unfortunate. It's just a sad day for, I'm sure, those close to him. But, you know, this is what it is. That's all I have to say about that.
I mean, I don't really have any, I mean, you know, it's kind of like with the situation that he's in, every time that I think about it, all I can think about is the lyrics from Tupac's Against All Odds. He had the situation with them back in the day, and you know, I always kind of think about karma, and if mm-hmm. that has something to do with karma, we don't know, you know. But that's the big thing that I'm thinking about, not in terms of, you know, what he did and things of that nature, but it kind of, as a matter of fact, it, as they're talking about what the charges are, and then when you think about, you know, Tupac and the beefs and stuff he was going through back then, and the fact that Jimmy been around for a long time, it's kind of like, you know, it all, it clears a few things up, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, so that's the main thing, you know, just wondering, you know, I wonder what all actually happened. Because from what I understand, I read a story where it said that some guy who was affiliated with Jimmy Hinchman that's in prison right now allegedly wrote a letter to, I believe it was allhiphop.com, and it was on a bunch of websites at the time where he was saying that Jimmy Hinchman paid him to shoot Tupac in the studios that night. Not the killing, you know, not the killing, but the actual shooting. You know, I don't know how much truth that is, but it was a pretty powerful letter that he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
Yeah, I remember that. And, you know, these cats, like you said, may be a case of you reap what you sow, you know.
Yeah.
Or it's just a case of you're not getting away with shipping 100 kilos no matter how good you think you're doing. They letting you shorten the rope so that when they kick that stool from under you, you die. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, all people out there that are slinging and shit, you know, when you're getting big like that, you may want to put some more strategic moves in your arsenal. Maybe I could say it that way, because 9 times out of 10, you're not outsmarting them boys.
No, they let you do what they want to do for so long until they done getting a piece of it, or until it's just time, you know what I mean? And this is what it is. Like you said, it's either one or the other. It's the karma, or it's you can't do it. I mean, you break the law at the end of the day, it's going to catch up to you. So hopefully everybody can just try to do their best to fly straight. I know we're not all perfect, but 13 charges, my goodness, you know, I think that's
I have a question.
Yes,
so
just wanted to bring that up real quick. That's a quick one we wanted to talk about. Another one I want to talk about very good news on a positive note. I want to shout out Swizz Beatz for raising $1.5 million for the Hope for Children charity this Monday night in New York. It was a fundraiser sponsored by Samsung, and Swizz Beatz helped raise $1.5 for the charter schools in the Bronx. So shout out to the dudes that's out there that came from the dirt and realizing the power that they have right now and doing good with it as well. So just like we, you know, contrast from the Jimmy Hinchman story, we go to a brother that has come from the dirt. Swizz Beatz used to rob people with DMX, you know what I'm saying? And now, you know, using his musical talents for more than music, raising money, a lot of money for kids, doing a lot of great things. So shout out to Swizzy. I'm feeling that.
Yeah, Yeah, that's dope. I mean, anytime somebody is giving back and doing it genuinely and sincerely, not for any type of, you know, just to get a pat on the back, it's a good thing. So definitely salute and shout out to him and everybody else that's following suit, most definitely. Tyrone, you still
there? Chime in on Swizzy, Tyrone.
I mean, I'm good. I'm glad to see, you know, he's doing something. You know, that's quite a bit of money, you know, and he doesn't necessarily have to. I mean, it's good when you can get other people to help out too, and you're not just constantly coming out of your own pocket. I'm sure he's done a whole lot where he's put up the money himself, but it's always great to get a extra hand.
Most definitely, most definitely. So shout out to Swizz Beatz for, you know, like Tyrone said, involving big names like Samsung, you know, different things like that. Using your influence for the greater good, my brother. You know, we all need that balance. So shout out to you for that.
That's
now, dun, 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 dun.
Well, wait. Before we even get into that. Before we even go in on that madness. Let's go ahead and drop something real quick. 2 Chainz featuring Drake, No Lie.
Yeah. I am smoking on that gas. Life to be on Cinemax. Movie. Thought my boo bigger than a bigger air. Who he's not I smoke strong that pie pie. Louis V's in my archive. Black diamonds apartheid. Bread up in my top down. On the block with a block out. Hit your ass with that block out. Dope enough to go in your nostril. I take your girl and kidnap her. Feed her to my mattress. But skeleton in my closet. It's probably when he dead and rapper. He's probably when he don't try me. I pour that five. Got your car note in my cup. And your rent in my swisher. So good, I miss you. Game so vicious. And all I get is cheese. Like I'm taking pictures.
Yeah. I say, fuck it unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, real they word, you ain't never told no lie, real they true, you ain't never told no lie, that's the thing I don't do, nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die, what up, 2 Chainz and champagne, you want true, that's true enough,
yeah.
Forbes list like yeah, my office is my tour bus,
yeah.
She came through, she brought food, she got she knew what's up. She think I'm the realest out, and I say, damn, that makes two of us.
Damn.
Oh, that look like what's her name? Chances are it is what's her name? Chances are if she was acting up, then I f***ed her once and never f***ed again. She could have a Grammy, I still treat her like a nominee. Just need to know what that push like, so one time it's fine with me.
Yeah.
Young ass, an intern. Money like I built you. Streets talking, that confirmed. Go ask them who just kept you. They keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chainz go way back. We don't talk, we just say facts. Yes, Lord. I say, fuck it unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real gon' miss you. No lie, yeah. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name it. That won't summer, I'll rap his ass, I'll trap his ass, pour his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass. Take him out, bring him in, them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring, thug life, one wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't, went where they say I couldn't. YSL belt buckle, y'all show it looking, y'all show it looking. 2 Chainz on my rugby, left hand on that steering wheel, right hand on that right hand.
Yeah. I say, fuck it unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real gon' miss you. No lie, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real, real, they word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, they word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, they true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Already, that's one of my favorite joints, Drake, No Lie, and I believe we dropped that joint same day on G14 Radio Cut when it premiered all over the internet, all over with the DJ. So we had exclusive music, very proud for that. So speaking of Young Money, Drake, all of that, Golden, what's
yeah,
next?
Yeah. You know, I was, before the break, I was starting off with that dramatic, dun, 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 dun. Because this story took over for, like, days. I'm going to give you the short version of what happened because I really want to hear what, you know, you guys got to say about it. But Summer Jam, one of the biggest hip-hop concerts of the year every year, thrown by Hot 97, as the best artists of the year are usually on the bill. This year, Nicki Minaj was the headliner. This is what happened. Peter Rosenberg, which is one of the jocks on Hot 97, the morning show with Cypher Sounds and K-Fox, he's pretty much notorious for being known for liking underground, the ASAP Rock, Schoolboy Q's, the Tyler, the Creators. That's what he likes. And when Nicki Minaj dropped Starship, even back then when it dropped, he was talking about it on the radio like, this is one of the most sellout songs I've ever heard of. I can't believe she dropped a record like this. So it doesn't mean that he doesn't like Nicki Minaj, just that he did not like that record. It's too pop. She's crossing over. I don't like it. It sucks. Okay. Spill over into Sunday. Now, Nicki Minaj and YMC and B2 is pretty much headlining this. So, on a smaller stage, before Nicki came out, Rosenberg tells the audience of Summer Jam that I know there's some people here to see Nicki Minaj and listen to that Starship garbage. That ain't what I'm here for. I'm here for the real hip-hop, the ASAP Rocky, the Schoolboy Q's. How many people here for that? And basically, you know, telling the crowd, are you pumped up for that or this other garbage? Now, due to that, I guess they were listening to the simulcast while they were on their way to the show or getting ready to do it. The show, I'm talking about YMCMB, Young Money, Cash Money, and Lil Wayne decides to pull everybody. I think the only person that performed was Tiger, but everybody else, Movado, Khaled, Nicki, none of them performed. And Wayne said, you know what, we're not going on stage, fuck them. They disrespected us, they disrespected our queens, we not going on. A lot of people thought, kudos to Wayne for standing up for your crew. Kudos to Nicki for standing up to herself. A lot of people said, wait a minute, Rosenberg had to say, what about all the fans that came to see you? You should have did the show. Personally, I don't think Peter Rosenberg should have came out of his mouth and said anything. He has those opinions. Everybody knows he has those opinions. But why tell a crowd that most of them may be there to see her and basically kind of set her up to be booed? That's what I thought. And when everybody asked me about it, that's what I said. So I'm not saying he can't have his opinion, but your company just paid for this lady to headline your show. Why is anybody that works for the company talking shit about it? I know you can have your own opinion, but there's places to display the opinion. I want to know what y'all think about this, because we can have a nice discussion on when and where is there a time for you to hold your tongue or just let it all hang out. You think Rosenberg should have said what he said? And since he did, do you think Lil Wayne should have did what he did? I think Lil Wayne was justified in doing it. I think people need to learn respect these days. I think people talk too much because they never get checked. And I was glad the YMCMB checked them because they needed to be checked. Control your jock. Let's not talk about the person we're paying to headline the show. What y'all think about it?
I agree. You know,
absolutely.
It's almost like a... Huh?
I said, I agree totally, and I'll let you go get right into it before I even say anything.
Well, you know, for one, I just feel like the same way, you know. I don't think that it's almost kind of like you ever, like, as black people, you know, how we talk to, the difference between us talking to maybe a white person and and one of our peers, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, you know, you don't get on the phone and talk to a representative from a corporation and say, you know, what's happening, my niggas, and this and that, and talking in all kind of slang. You kind of turn that off. You have a, you know, you turn it on and off depending on who you're talking to. And I think that he just kind of, you know, he said from the interview that I saw, and he was defending himself, he was saying that he didn't plan on doing that. It just kind of came out. Well, you know, when you're on a big stage like that, I don't know about y'all, but if I'm on stage, you know, I'm making sure that I don't do anything that's overly disrespectful to anybody, because at that point, you're not really choosing sides because, you know, everybody's there. You're supposed to be in support of, because everybody's coming together to do that event. And I just kind of think that it was in bad taste. I definitely don't agree with the way, you know, his opinion, because if I was up there and I didn't like artists too, you know, I just didn't like those artists, but I wouldn't be up there disrespecting them. You know, that's a whole different ball game. So that's all I got to say about that.
I just want to agree 200% with both of you, because it was definitely disrespectful. I'm not feeling that, because when the money is gone and your name is gone, when you have nothing, all you have is your respect. And he totally lost my respect for him, just from every little angle. Professionalism was not up to par. Just like you said, when you have a certain, you know, you're on there hosting the show, you're on there having the show, and then, like, Golden, like you said, you know, this is the headliner. That was totally inappropriate. And I'm happy that they did it, too. I don't have a problem that she didn't do a show. And I'm glad that she listened to Wayne, because I would have did the same thing. You're not going to disrespect me like that. And then you don't know who was there that may have liked that song. And again, she's the headliner. So it was just totally out of line, totally inappropriate, totally unprofessional. And it just was not the right time and place to voice that type of opinion. You're not on the air. You're hosting the Summer Jam that people have paid their money to come see. Now you've upset them because the artist does not want to perform. And now you're going to have to reap the repercussions behind that, and which you already are. So there's really no excuse behind that, and there's really no, you know, you really just can't, I'm not going to say not forgive, but that was just out of line. And it's just something that you don't do. There's just certain things you don't do. And for him to be who he is and mess up the way that he did, it's just a shame. So I agree with you guys completely. And I wonder
if there's going to be any backlash.
Yeah, I want to see refunds. I bet people are going to be like, I want a refund. I want this. I want that. I mean,
right.
This is ridiculous. Like, the company is about to, he may lose his job. I mean, I'm not trying to.
They said he's safe. They said he's safe.
Okay.
The head of the company actually rolled with him, Ebro.
Wow, really?
Interview. Ebro also has an interview that he actually did with the Cypress Sounds Peter Rosenberg show. And he said he's not going anywhere. He's riding with him. He also said that YMCMB and himself have had issues in the past. Wayne and himself had had issues in the past. So this Rosenberg thing had kind of brought it to a head. But it's not like there was no love lost. They had issues. You know what I'm saying? So he feels that a lot of that and it's Wayne's decision as well.
Which is,
you know,
insane, because this still fits what I mean?
Of course, and that's what he was saying. Like, you know, he understands what people are saying, but at the same time, I guess he's riding with his Hot 97 family because of what you know, the past issues and things that they've had. He said he's known Baby and Slim since the early 90s before they had any money, so he knows them well. So apparently he knows things that, you know, a lot of us don't know. Of course he does. So, but I want to get into a quick rant on this because it made me think of other things, because another thing that happened in that show was Funkmaster Flex went in on Nicki too. And so when they found out Nicki wasn't performing, Funkmaster Flex was pretty much on the microphone, like, you know, Nicki, you done fucked up. No more commercial rap. We shutting commercial rap down. You know, you think you didn't sell no records this time? Wait until we shut you down, mama. You're not gonna sell nothing. And Nicki and him had it out. I think it was yesterday, and Nicki didn't back down one bit. I mean, Nicki basically put him in his place about her sales, her respect, and everything. But I just want to know one thing. I get confused on this shit. I get confused when these people keep talking about you're not keeping it real when you make records that go worldwide. Like,
I'm not understanding that either. This is a business. This is marketing.
Or whatever that is. It's like, this is the same shit that brings the urban community down with anything. It's because people's mind frames are so stupid that it's like, you're supposed to stay here. No the fuck you're not supposed to stay here. If she does Bees in the Trap for people that like that type of music, and she does Starships, well, you know she's a talented artist that can do both at a high level. Why would be attacked something? Why would that be a problem? Why, since she does Starships, she gets a Pepsi endorsement like Michael Jackson did? Is that's a problem? Is that an issue? Like, I used to always hear people like, now I fucks with that underground. Wayne is pop now. Wayne is pop now. Wayne is pop now because his underground shit was so good that the popular people started accepting him. That's what it means. He's popular. If they add some more synth to the music and shit like that, it's because they are operating on a wider base of fan now.
Absolutely. It's an international. It's beyond USA. It's international. It's Japan. It's all of that over there. That,
everybody.
I mean, this is ridiculous. It's global. So I'm not understanding why it's that same mentality. If you're from the hood, you got to stay in the hood. No, I'm going to need you to come up and try to move around. If you're trying to succeed and do a little something different, if what you're doing is not working, then you need to be moving around. If you sell and max and completed, basically mastered that type of, you know, what you're basically, you know, she's mastered all of that. She already proved I'm rapping, I can rap, I'm from the hood. Whatever proves, it's time to move forward. It's do stuff, things, and explore and get money and continue to be successful. That's why that's an issue. It's just broken minds, broken mentality. You just want to sit same thing over and over. You're going to get the same results. You're not going to go far. You're not going to go anywhere. And not getting that support from people, especially our people, black people, is just a shame. And I don't understand it. I don't understand the culture. Why would you want to stay in this one spot? I was just going in on this earlier this week for myself. So it's ridiculous to me. I don't know.
It's horrible. I think we got to stop that crabs in the barrel shit.
Yeah.
Commercial rap. It's commercial
rap. It is what it is. It is what it is.
Accepting it commercially, oh well. If you think that the beat got to be grimy and you got to rap about the drugs and shaking the ass and all of that stuff, no, that's for you. If that's you, cool. But guess what? Just like niggas that don't leave the hood and never saw the world, I'm going to tell you one thing. Remember when Mass Pike Miles was on the show? Mass Pike Miles is a hood cat. But what did he say when he started traveling? It started opening his mind to different things. He didn't not stay hood. He did not stay himself. But guess what? He knew how to operate on a whole different plane because he'd been outside his neighborhood. don't lock yourself into your neighborhood. And these people that are going international are not going to continue making music just for the third ward. They're known outside of the third ward.
Absolutely.
Nicki's known outside of Jamaica, Queens now. So she has other people that she needs to think about. You see what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
You can never put yourself in their shoes because you're not there. But
right.
When you travel the world and you start seeing people running up to you, loving everything you do, then you have to think about those people too.
Right.
So stop downing that. Stop bringing people down. Let her do her thing. He gave you bees in the trap. Let her give them starships.
I know, it's just crazy to me. If that's what she wants to, if that is selling and that's what she has out there and that's a product that is being accepted by the fan base, and it's nothing wrong with that. I'm just really, Tyrone said I was loud. My bad, y'all. But I'm just not really understanding. And I do get live and I do get dumb. But I don't like that at all, and I'm just not understanding that because my mom came from, well, even my family itself coming from just the two-bedroom joint with eight of us in there, and then now, you know, progressing and continue to keep progressing. Why would I want to stay in that two-bedroom joint, you know what I mean, sharing that
right.
one bed with four brothers, you know what I mean? I don't understand that. So
I mean, I said that.
It's
my
just
bad.
A little, it's
third
just a little
ward.
Thing.
I think Wayne is from the ninth ward. Ain't Wayne from the ninth? I said third ward.
Well,
I
you know,
he's from one of them. But
analogy.
This is what I'm saying out
right.
there. You get what I'm saying. You got
right.
it. It's all about expansion. Anything,
right.
even in life. You don't.
Just
you
period.
Don't
stay, don't
stay
down. You don't stay getting. You don't stay on wealth. You get up and you get it and you become better. You know, you
right.
continue to grind and hustle and want more for yourself. But you can't motivate people that's not motivating. You can't teach somebody that don't see beyond what you know that you can reach. You know what I mean? She's trying to make history. She's not trying to be just throwing these rap mixtapes.
She's just
trying
to bring
them
back. That's crazy. I can't believe you can't not let that black woman go on to make history. You can't do that by downing her on these interviews and doing all types of crazy shit like that. It's no good for the culture. It'll never continue expanding if you do that. You know what I'm saying? That's like when niggas be like, yo, this nigga Ice Cube making comedy movies and shit now. That nigga ain't gangster. You think at 40 that nigga's supposed to still have the Jerry curl with the bag
Thank
on
Thank you, with the gun. The AK at the side. I mean, he has kids in the family right now.
Everywhere you go, do you think
Thank
the
you.
Two kids he's supposed to, two or three, however many he got, he's supposed to stay that way?
Look at 50 Cent. So he can't be a businessman. He can't put on a suit. You know what I'm saying? It's absolutely nuts to me and crazy the way that people's mind and mentality works. They don't want to see you doing better is what it seems to come down to. And
right.
this is 2012, and we've got to be in 2013 in 6 more months. So I need everybody to hop aboard and let people grow and progress and get money.
Tighten up. Let right. people grow.
Why are you so worried about it? I just never been the type to go out of my way to say I wasn't feeling something if it had nothing to do with what I had going on. You know what I mean? It's just
right.
not, why are you, it just had no, the whole situation was just irrelevant to me because that was not the time and place, and it just was, it was uncalled for. People are obviously there to see her. They know she got that song. Whether they feel in that particular song or not is okay. I love Beyonce. There may be one song that I don't like of hers, but that doesn't, you know, What does that mean? Is everybody going to like what they like? So he was just out of line to me. I just hated it.
Yeah. So it's a crazy issue out there. But it seems like, hey, it's resolved. We didn't do the show. She's going to do a free concert in New York for all the fans that did want to see her. That's how gracious she is. And I just think we need to stop doing that. You know, this is... It's getting crazy, man. It's getting crazy. So let's just stop it. My man Tyrone, you got anything else to say about it before we go on to the next topic?
Well, you know, it reminded me of, you know, when you're talking about not, you know, staying in the hood and people not feeling like you sold out if you go elsewhere and you advance and in life in general and actually going out to see what the world has to offer. I was in the chicken joint last night, And there was a guy and a girl who came. Well, she already left. But it was a guy and a girl. They came in together. I don't know if they were boyfriend and girlfriend or, you know, brother and sister or what. Well, the dude comes in, and as soon as he gets in the door, he's already obnoxious, you know what I'm saying? And he was already eating some chicken. That's the thing. You know, he was coming into the chicken joint, but he had, like, a couple pieces of chicken wrapped in some aluminum foil, and he was eating the last piece as he came through the door. And when he got done eating it, he took the whole entire piece of aluminum foil with the chicken in it, and he threw it outside the door onto the ground right in front of the, you know, right in front of the door to the establishment. Well, an older woman was walking in, and he was like, my bad. And she was like, yeah, but that's trifling. And as they were coming in, he kind of turned around and looked at her and was like, well, I'm a trifling nigga. And, you know, like, he said, I'm a trifling nigga. And then he said, I'm from 34th and whatever block it was or whatever. And then he was like, don't you see the way I walk? And, you know, the whole time he was in there, he just kept being loud. And he told the lady he needed a job. And then he told the girl he was with, he kept calling her bitches. Like, he just kept everything he said to her, he was like, he just kept saying things like, you are old thieving ass bitch. Like, he just kept saying that shit. And she was laughing it off. And, you know, like, it didn't even seem to bother her at all. She giggled along with him, like, you know, like, that was what's up. So, I mean, it's I don't know what the rap music is. It's the rap music as well as the type of environment people are growing up in, you know what I mean? And I just think, you know, he started reciting some of these new records that's out, you know, and, you know, these cats live by that stuff. So it was a sad situation. And, you know, I think it's a problem. So, I mean, that just reminded me of that, you know, because you don't see nothing but the hood. You don't really expect to get out of there. You know, you don't see nobody else making it. So, I mean, I don't know.
That's what it is, man. And you know what? I understand that. You feel what I'm saying? I understand when you come outside of your porch and the same 10 cats are on this corner that's your boys that you grew up with, and they're doing the same thing every day. You feel what I'm saying? It does take you to get away from that shit or somebody to give you another perspective for you to even think that there's more to your day than that shit. You feel me? I've been a part of that. I know exactly what that is. So it's like, I know you have to have somebody or you have to get up and get out yourself in order to see something different. So some cats' mentalities are like that, man. They don't leave their hood.
Right, and sometimes the family, you know, does the same. I mean, my mom bites the bullet all the time for trying to move around, and this is what she gets in return, you know. But that's a whole other story. It's not about my life story. But I'm thrilled to see that we're all on the same page, and which I knew we would be, because we have a mind of our own and we see past the everyday BS, basically. And it's just a sad shame. And I had to take it there and look at it like it was a mentality thing, not just a comment because he didn't like the song. It was way beyond that, and I'm glad that we had a chance to talk about it. Anybody that has questions or comments that's listening, please call in and talk with us about it. We're going to be here for a little bit. 760-913-4119. Call in. Let us know what you thought about it. What's your stance? We're not trying to sway anybody. We're just putting out the facts and then our opinions. Real quick, we're going to take a break before we go back to a new topic, and we're going to play Kurt Cobain. He's actually on the Summer Jam lineups across the country, pretty heavy. So, again, Kurt Cobain, Drinking My Cup, representing Houston, Texas.
The grain, roll up, and your girlfriend want a nigga like me, cause I ain't tryna control her. She called me when she wanna change, black diamond my pinky ring, and she know you weak and we ain't the same. You hit the scene, I make the scene. I'm in her head like Maybelline, H time, so I'm Maybelline. I'm in her soul, I make a scream. I don't ride the toad on paper. Need to tag like Peter Pan. She want a man, don't need a man. I'm flying down your boulevard. She cooking dinner with your fans. Straight up, step out. Yo, bitch, know what I'm talking about. Pulled up, pull out. We get it popping in the parking lot. She like to do it with the lights on. Don't matter to me if it's dark or not. I'm G'd up, east up. Pop your pants, I'm hard to fry.
Another one that caught my eye, man. I thought this was pretty funny, but at the same time, it sparks the interest of the mind when it comes to the rap music, the culture of the music, and are we taking it a little bit too far when it comes to different things? Young Buck is apparently, I think he's going to go do 2 months in jail for a gun charge. Now, I don't know, everybody in the audience knows about Star and Buck Wild, but Star is a very, very vocal dude, doesn't care at all what he says to you. Basically, one of those guys that you would consider real, because he'll say it to your face, he'll say it on air, he'll tell you to call him, he doesn't care. Well, he called Young Buck out on Twitter about this, and he's like, wait a minute, 2 months for a gun charge, brother? You over there snitching or what? If you are, let it be known. But I don't know nobody who's going to jail for 2 months getting caught with an illegal firearm. You know what I'm saying? So what's up? Let it be known. If you're a snitch, let it be known. And him and Young Buck went back and forth. Young Buck, I never snitched a day of my life. Suck a nigga, da 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 da. You could imagine the little Twitter beef that they had. I found it funny. But then I found it thought-provoking. How many people out there think that you could just get 2 months for a gun charge? And if so, how do you do that? Like, inquiring minds would like to know. Like, even when T.I. got that shit, I would have loved to know how they pulled that off. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not calling any of these brothers snitches or anything like that. I do not know the circumstance. But I do know when the nigga I know from around the way get caught up, he doing that time. When Prodigy got caught up, he did that time. Ja Rule's in jail right now for doing that time. Wayne got a year. So what do you think when it comes down to you seeing these reduced sentences and these hardcore rappers getting them? And do you even think it should be a topic of conversation? Do you think that the shit that they rap about subjects them to the topic of conversation? That's my question. Because Young Buck will rap about, I ain't no snitch, I ain't snitch niggas, I'm a real hood nigga, blah, blah, blah. Does that open him up for how you just get 2 months on that charge, homie?
I think that, you know, from a personal opinion, I don't really care, you know, as far as what type of time they're getting and if they're getting off, you know, it doesn't really matter to me because I still live on every day, you know, regardless of whether they're doing, you know, 20 years or 2 months, you know what I'm saying? I don't really care. Now, as far as music is concerned, I think that a lot of times I do have an issue with, you know, just like, for instance, a Waka Flocka gets tested all the time. You know, wherever he goes, you know, now it's to the point where he has security because people are testing him because of the type of music that he makes. Now, I kind of agree, you know, because it's kind of like you put yourself out there like that, then those type of things happen. But as far as, you know, overall, you know, him snitching, it has a lot to do with his music and the persona that he's carrying. But, you know, like I said, personal standpoint, I don't really, you know, it's like, who cares, man, you know.
Right.
2 years, 2 months, hey, whatever, you know.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you 100%. I could care less. It ain't me. You know what I'm saying? But what I do look at is what you just said. It's like, If hip hop is about that authenticity, right? See, this is what it dives down to. This is what it boils down to. And I think that this is what anybody that's looking at it in a way like, okay, cool. You preaching it and kids are learning it. I saw a special about New Orleans one time, right? And it was like how nobody would call and snitch on anybody in these certain wards. So dudes was going around murdering people, and they had this rule that if nobody came forward, witness or anything, with I think it was 60 days or 90 days, you would get off. So that's why New Orleans became like killing fields at one point in time, because niggas would go to jail for that amount of days, nobody would call in, and the murderer would be back on the street. There was one instance in that story where a guy killed 5 dudes in a car and got off and was walking the streets in like 90 days. You know what I'm saying? So the culture of you saying don't be a snitch and it's actually affecting the neighborhoods where people come from, the neighborhoods where you come from, you know, where people are super scared to tell. I think it has something to do with the meaning of snitch. Snitch, when I came up,
well, that's what I was about. I was about to say the same thing. Go ahead.
It's the meaning. It was a snitch when I came up. Is if you do a crime with your homeboy, you get caught. He's your codee. You rat him out because you're trying to save your own ass. You know what I'm saying? That was snitching. Not if you see somebody beating a little girl in the head, you too hood to call the cops and say, hey, there's a nigga out here beating a girl in the head. Before I put my hands on him, y'all better come get him.
Right.
Or niggas is saying, nah, don't call the cops for nothing. You should just take care of it. Do you think that culture is going too far?
It has.
I definitely think so, because for one, you know, if nowadays, like, you know, quick story, I was outside at my grandparents' house, you know, one day, and my older sister pulled up, and she gets out of the car across the street with both of her kids. You know, these kids are toddlers, you know what I mean? And as she's getting out the car, some dude comes out of nowhere running and is shooting across the street on the other side, like a few feet away from where her and the kids are standing in broad daylight. You know what I'm saying? Like, things like that, you know, at what point do we actually say we have to do something or we have to say something? Because there's another instance where I went to school with a girl in high school, and I don't know if you ever saw this on the news, but it made national headlines up here in Indianapolis. Two women and both of their children were killed in a somebody ran up in the house, and they actually shot up the mother, both the mothers and the kids, as they were holding the kids in their arms. You know, like point blank, they said dude let off at least 10 shots, and he killed, you know, he killed everybody. You know, so and what it was so many people were outraged about it that they actually encouraged somebody, whoever knew something, to say something, because at that point, you're actually shooting babies point blank. You know, I believe one of the babies was about 1 year old. You know, like, these are infants, you know, and they are actually, he actually let off those shots and killed the mothers and the kids. So, I mean, at some point you have to do something, man. We can't, you know, fuck these rappers and what they think.
Really? Right, right, and that's what I was. That's what I wanted to hear, what people have to say, because basically, if you're saying fuck the rappers and what they have to say, and then it's the rappers that get these crazy sentences that's cut, and you know a regular nigga. And I know people can say money and money, but nah, there's some cases that money can't do nothing.
Right.
If you're caught red-handed, money can't do shit for it. You know what I'm saying? You have to do that mandatory time. Like the Wayne thing. Wayne's money probably got 3 years to 1 year.
Oh, yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Ja Rule got to do 2. Prodigy did the 3. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so the South is a little bit more lenient than up North. But, like, BG is about to do 9. So Star was basically like, how the hell are you doing 2 months? Where's the 2 months? Where's that come in at? And like I said again, the cut is not saying that Young Buck is snitching. But what we are saying is that preaching it big time to kids in the neighborhood actually has people doing stupid shit, like the story that Tyrone just told.
Mm-hmm.
People walking up, killing babies and kids and women and shit, and thug niggas is just like, ain't my job to help them boys. Fuck them niggas. I hate them niggas. Okay, cool. Well, who's going to all get together and go murder that dude that did that heinous shit in your neighborhood? Because if y'all doing that, okay. If y'all ridding the streets of crime when they do something crazy like that, okay. But if not, when is the I don't call the cops for nothing stop? When is that?
Right.
Where do we draw a line at? I would like to know that. I would like somebody to say, where do you draw the line at calling the police? Do you never call the police for shit? Is the police number just like, you know what? I'm not calling y'all.
Right. Mm-mm. You know, and again, you know, you definitely need to, you know, like you said, I want to know when do you even feel convicted? And anytime a kid is involved, I definitely need people to open up their eyes and say, hey, you know, this is insane, this is outrageous. And then the whole, you know, hood nigga or thug nigga thing, I mean, if you a real nigga, you gonna do what a real nigga would do. You would look at it, this could be my sister, this could be my mother, this could be my family. You would do and act as somebody who's real and know that wrong is wrong regardless. So I feel like, you know, no matter where you are or where you're coming from,
at some point you do need to have some type of, again, conviction and get on the phone or let something be known and do what you need to do. I mean, and as much
I up on the subject. I really do, because when I got hit in my car, I called the cops.
I mean, absolutely.
On the person that hit my car?
Absolutely. I mean, you know.
No,
that's
I was absolutely snitching?
No, I'm saying I agree. Like, you know, that's what I'm saying, that you, when you get hit in the car, you need to call the police. I mean, that's what you need to do.
So my question is, since we agree on that, my question is, why is it cool for me to call the police when I got hit in my car? And if somebody gets shot around you and it don't involve you, if you call the police, you're a snitch. Two things happen. Both of them were crimes. Somebody hit your car illegally or somebody got killed illegally. Like, what is the crime where you stop saying, you know what, I'm not calling the cops. Can't do it. It involved a gun. Nigga shot somebody. That's off limits. I'm snitching if I call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know, like
some
this,
people, it may not even be snitching. It may not even be, when I look at snitching, I look at, like, how you said, when you described earlier, when you went to homeboy or whatever and you did it to get out of it, or somebody that, when they get caught, well, you know what, I know so-and-so doing this, can I get a reduction? You know what I mean? They lead the police to other things. So
right.
I look at it like that. You know, some people, if they don't, if they see a crime going down, a lot of people may not call police because, for one, they assume the police are going to be called anyway, and they don't want to be the one to get involved with it, had their name in the news and mixed, being questioned. It is a scary situation. It's a frightening situation for some, so just it depends on the person. Whether we can say, oh, nah, you just didn't want to be a snitch, or nah, they was literally frightened and didn't want to be, you know, in a compromise. You know what I mean? It just kind of depends on the situation and the person, because for myself, I mean, I need to move around. I need to find a way to move around. If it's going down like that, somebody got shot across the street from where I was, and I moved around immediately because I have kids. So you have to have sense, and you have to have a mind of your own. It all comes back down to that mentality and having a mind of your own, and people just lack that nowadays. You're going to know if you need to call the police and if the cop is right. You're not going to be worried about what anybody else is thinking. You're going to know, you know, what you need to do. Everybody knows right, wrong from wrong. Does that wrong from right from wrong?
You know what's funny about it? It's basically like, is the snitching part of it because someone's personal gain off of what they're telling?
If that
to me is like, okay, that's a snitch. You're not gaining anything off telling somebody somebody just got shot or across the street.
Right. A snitch
somebody needs some help.
Right. A snitch is, you know, oh man, I just got caught up, you know, but nah, so and so got a gun. He on parole, he got a gun at the crib too. You know, just all kind of you know, just coming up
that's
with different
personal
stories.
Gain and, shit.
Yeah, it is, because you're gonna get.
Why don't people see that these days? Like, why don't they see that they taking that whole snitch thing to a level of, like, it's ignorance.
Yeah.
That story on New Orleans that I saw, I'm talking about the dude was, the cops are shooting in a barrel, like, mad rounds. I'm talking about stupid rounds, just to experiment to see if anybody in that hood would dial them and say, I heard shots. Not one person. The next day, an old lady called and said, I heard shots in my neighborhood last night, and hung up because she didn't know if somebody was going to be dead in one of them buildings around her. But that's the only call that they got while these police are sitting there shooting in this barrel in their hood.
Well, think of it like this, like, you know, is the situation in Miami, was the guy who called the police because he witnessed the old man getting his face eaten off by the other man, was he snitching? Because it's the same thing. Like, it's if you see somebody get shot and you call the police, it's just like that man. He saw the guy getting his face eaten off and he called the police. It's the same thing. But then nobody called him a snitch. You know what I mean? No, nobody said, you know, he snitched on the the man eater, you know, the man face eater guy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't understand it. I really don't understand. And that was out of line.
What's crazy about that? You know what's crazy about that? If that would have been a thug from the hood that called the cops, he would have been on the news saying,
yeah.
I called them boys because this nigga was over here eating his nigga face off, man. He might go back to his hood and be subjected to, oh, you old sick ass thing, you had called the cops. So that shit ain't have nothing to do with you, dog. You should have kept it moving so the nigga wouldn't eat your face. Why you call the cop? Like, people would say that to him.
Right.
But being that that's not a black person from
the
street.
Right, it was acceptable.
It was acceptable. And that's what's scary. That's what's scary because that means the hood will do crazy shit to keep you stupid.
Well, maybe the hood is... A lot of these people in the hoods are stupid. You know, it's not just the mentality, you know, and, you know, even, and that's another thing. Just because you grow up in the hood or you're from the hood don't necessarily mean your mindset has to be on some straight ignorance. Like, I don't understand why people from lower income places, I mean, I think it has a lot to do with education. You know, you don't see educated brothers running around talking about, I'm a trifling nigga, you know what I'm saying? And just, you know, it's just kind of, it's crazy because this guy that I was telling you about last night, he didn't have even young guys that disrespect women of their, you know, their peers and their age group, even a lot of them still have respect for older women, you know what I mean? And he didn't, he just completely disregarded both of them, like, you know, the older woman and the young woman. He's calling the young woman bitches, and he's telling the older woman that he's a trifling nigga. Like, he just didn't give a fuck, basically.
It's ignorant.
And that's fucked
that's
up,
ignorant.
Man. Yeah, that's
it
that really is. I wanted to spill on him so bad. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man, I wanted to spill off on dude up
and
in there,
if
man.
If anybody would have called the police, I would have been lying. Like, nah, y'all niggas don't be calling. It ain't had nothing to do with you. He stole on him. You don't need to call the police. I would have been lying. If you would have had to go to jail for stealing on him. But you know what? It's just, again, that ignorance, that poor mentality, that broke mentality, the broke mind. I don't understand, you know, where it comes from. I really don't. It's just a shame, and it's unfortunate, and it's mostly within our culture. That's what's exposed, rather, in media and in news. So good point. Again, we can go on with that for days, but I do know that we do have the beautiful music model on the line. China Diamond is going to be joining us here in a second. Golden is going to get a one-on-one with her and get the exclusive up to speed on what she's got going on her project. So real quick, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back with the beautiful music segment.
Get a booty five. I like like my bitches real thick, low mo size. Richer than your old head, nigga, no lies. Sex in the pussy hole, party on me. Real gentleman, fuckin' never call again. I'm hot, fresh up out that water, I ain't even swim. Hershey got a nigga, where he could be a man. Man, I wouldn't shake his hand with a broke hand. I don't fear none, nigga, boy, Conan. Make a bitch strip, butt nigga, like she pole dance. Standing in the club on the couch, shit. Yeah. Grab a mic, then announce
okay,
this.
Okay, now, lady,
yeah.
If you know you bad,
yeah.
Don't need no man, got your own bad foot off your hand.
You a top notch, bitch, let me holler.
Bend it over, touch it over. Whip it out, show them all your bankroll. Slang it out, you're the bro, whole week. Poke it out, now show you the beat.
Look, yeah. Really, I'm just trying to break the headboard, baby girl. You ain't got to ask for a bed for it. Hell no, girl, I ain't scared of it. Told her I was about to go nuts with my head up. First time I met the girl, she was in the club. Booty like a dice game, just shake it up. Shake, 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 like a tambourine. Break her down, put her in her butt like a bag of green. Ladies, and you know you bad. Then put your hands in the air. Big booty Judy, love the way she shake it. Drop it to the floor, gon' earthquake
okay,
it.
Now, lady,
yeah.
If you know you bad, don't need no man, got your own bad foot off your head.
You a top notch, bitch, let me holler.
Bend it over, touch it over. Whip it out, show them all your bankroll. Slang it out, you're the broke, whole week. Poke it out, damn, show you can get it.
Yeah, that was Travis Porter. Nah, them boys get down. They love the ladies. They make songs for the ladies. They be having them going crazy. They was out in my city a little while ago. Shout out to them. They filmed a little movie out here that's about to come out. I think it's called Red Rock, if I'm not mistaken. A few of my people was in it. Shout out to my man JG was in that piece. Juan Cago, the model, was in that piece. So shout out to Travis Porter for coming out to the O. Filming that movie, and the director Ryan Lightburn, that's also a homie from out here. Shout out to him. But we're about to get into the beautiful music segment, and I think we got the lovely China Diamond on the line. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. How are you guys doing tonight?
How are you? Good evening. Right. Thank you for calling in. I know you're going to back and forth.
Everything's all good, man. We about to get into this interview with China. I appreciate your patience, sweetheart. We was getting into some heated topics, talking about everything going on.
I know. It was interesting. Snitching and everything else, right?
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of shit going on out here. You know, Young Buck. You know, that's my people, too. You know, we produced a song on Young Buck's last mixtape with Drummer Boy. Very cool cat. About to go in and do 2 months. And people's like, how you get that too, man? You know what happened. You know what I'm saying? So we was just chiming in on that. If you got an opinion, I'd like to hear it, man. I like to hear everybody's opinions on things like that. What you think?
About the snitching situation?
About the situation, do you think when somebody gets caught, like say you get caught with the gun charge, right? Usually people know that could be a mandatory 1 to 3, an illegal firearm in possession of a felon. But he got 2 months, so he said he'll be out in like 2 months, I think. Do you think that there are things that could be done to shorten his sentence to 2 months? Or do you think he might have said something? Because everybody's trying to say, not everybody, but a lot of people in the community, Star from Star and Buck Wild, he called them out on Twitter and said, come on, dog, like, I know you ain't just get 2 months for an illegal firearm and you're a felon.
You know, nowadays, money talks. Not to say me, I'm 100% against snitching. Like, that's, I've
the life I came from and the what I've been through and what is, I'm 110% against snitching. Whatever you do, if you did it, you wear that charge. You know what I'm saying? Don't bring that everybody else with you. Now, saw him being a felon he had a weapon on him, and he's a convicted felon already. Some is suspect about that. But nowadays, you know what I'm saying, money talks. You know, maybe he had a good lawyer. Don't nobody know what that man did, you know what I'm saying? Only thing that tells what he did is that good old paperwork. You feel me? Because when you snitch and do stuff like that, the name is on paperwork. I don't know Young Buck's real name, but his name is on that paperwork, you know what I'm saying? So that ain't right. My place, you feel me?
indeed. And that's what, you know, we were saying that we definitely not accusing anybody of snitching because we don't know what's on that paperwork and there's nothing to confirm that man did anything. We agree with you 110% as well. But the hip-hop community seems to be, like, really, really, like, taken over by that. You know, for somebody to even call him out on Twitter and say it is the reason why we're having a discussion, like, wait a minute, man, how you get that two months, you know what I'm saying? It's like they want to try to make him that.
If that's the case, everybody's cases and everybody's charges are different. If that's the case, then shit, T.I. goddamn snitch. Who else? Gucci snitch. Who else? Who else got plugged? Boosie, they were saying Boosie killed like two people, came home. Look at that nigga C Murder. All them niggas got hardcore bodies. Like, everybody was talking about how they not coming home. Them people was out within like a year. So.
Right. See, Murder's still in there, right? He's still in there, right? See, Murder?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Murder,
I know for a fact. Look at Wayne. Didn't Wayne just recently get locked up for, like, did a couple of months?
Right.
He had, like, drugs and a gun on him on his tour bus, right, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Right. Nah, you're right, and he did a year, and that's what the dude Star was saying. He was like, come on, Lil Wayne got way more paper than you, and he even did a year, and that's basically what he was saying. But we were like, well, you know, why are people so concerned with that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's nobody's business, you know what I'm saying? If that man snitched,
right.
That man snitched. He ain't snitch on you, you know what I'm saying? If he snitched, then he gonna, you know what I'm saying, karma gonna come back and bite him later on. I don't know why people breaking their neck worrying about what the next nigga doing. I don't like that.
I can dig it. And we got China Diamonds, you know, input on that subject. I like that. You know, that's what we do on the show, man. We like to talk about relevant stuff, but right now you the relevant topic. We got you on here for a reason, you know what I'm saying? So we want to know all about you or what you got going on. I'm just going to start off the interview by letting you tell people, first of all, lovely images that I see all over the internet, what my people have shown me, what I have researched. You look great.
Thank you.
Could you tell people what nationality are you? Because you got these eyes that look like you could have some Asian in you, but what nationality are you?
You just offended me just now. But I'm Puerto Rican and black. I'm nowhere near Chinese.
Oh, shit. I would think that's how you got the nickname China.
No, it's funny. Everybody say, how do you get that name if you're not Chinese? I mean, everybody said, like, a little China dog, because when I was born, I don't want to get to the whole situation, but
right.
Everybody said, like, a little China dog, because I had, like, jet black eyes and all this, not a jet black hair and everything, but no, I'm Puerto Rican and black. That's what I am.
Okay. Puerto Rican and black. Can you tell everybody where you're from and where you at right now?
Originally from New York City, New York, but right now I am in the 804 Richmond, Virginia, bouncing back from 757 Bad News to 804 Richmond, Virginia. Shout out Richmond. Shout out Bad News. Shout out New York, everything. You know, the whole DMV area,
good.
Shout out. I have a lot of love.
I got family in Bad News. I got family in Bad News. I'm from New York, so, you know, you mentioned a place that's familiar with me, and I was like, okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, so shout out. I ain't gonna lie, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, VA has a lot of, you know, don't got a good reputation with it or whatever, but I shout out Virginia. Like, I ain't gonna lie, like, people in VA have been holding me down,
when it, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to this modeling thing. You know, I love the little Virginians.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, that we have a lot of models that we didn't have on the show that been from the DMV area. I think Carice was from Richmond, Virginia, and a few models from the DMV area. Her name is Model Carice. Show and Tell?
Oh, yeah. She's model. Funny, if I'm not mistaken, she went to school with my sister in Highland Springs. Highland Springs High School. I know who you're talking about. I haven't met her personally, but, yeah, I know who she is. I've seen her around on Twitter, on Facebook.
Well, I know she said that she's probably going to be at the Fleet DJ Conference this summer, so if you're going to be there, maybe, you know, y'all link up, because she had a party out there in Virginia. It was her birthday. So a lot of models coming out of Virginia. I'm not mad, and they all look dime. So shout out to the DMV for holding it down.
Yeah, it's funny, though, being, you know what I'm saying, like, look, time I have been in VA, Richmond is so small, it's crazy how I haven't ran into her in any of the nightlife or nothing. Me and her both doing the Fleet modeling thing, we're going to be in a conference, but I have never, like, really ran into her, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't wait to meet her or whatever, so
that's
maybe we'll have some jump off
crazy.
The test.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I could tag team that place, do all types of parties and events out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy because we got models coming from everywhere. You know, one thing we definitely like to ask them is how did they get started? Obviously, you're a beautiful woman, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure somebody said something to you along the way. But then there's other stories that, you know, like, wow, that's how you became a model. So when did it happen for you, and what happened for you to make you say, you know what, I'm going to jump in this game and do what I got to do?
It honestly, I didn't really want to start off modeling. My heart always been in fashion designer. I always, from in high school, I took a course in fashion design and business marketing. Like, I wanted to design clothes for men, women, kids, pregnant women, everything, you know what I mean? But like you said, just, like, I just started saying, like, hey, I'm cute. I just take little models on TV or whatever. And I was like, you know, I started playing with it. The first thing I ever really started doing when I was, like, 18, I did this car show in Richmond that they had. It was like, you know, when they had, like, all the little ducks and everything come out? You know, like,
right,
the little spinners? Yeah, but the motorcycle, I started doing that. And then from there on, I just started taking pictures and doing all this stuff. But it's so hard with this business, you know? Like I said, it's just hard with this.
Nah, it's not. It's definitely not an easy thing. And that's why we added this segment to our show, because you know, you women are just as part of the entertainment industry as these artists and these singers. And, you know, we all love to see y'all in the videos and the magazine. And you want to get their story, their perspective on how they see the industry. Some love it. Some are like, oh, I can't stand standing on these video sets. All these thirsty entourage niggas and all this shit. I hate that shit. You know what I'm saying?
True. Yes, you know, I'm not going to lie, with the modeling business, and on top of it, like I said, I'm an exotic dancer, too. I dance, too, and do, you know what I'm saying? So with the modeling, you got to deal with the thirsty niggas, the hating females, the boyfriends, girlfriends that want to come at you sideways because they looking at you or gawking at your pictures. There's a lot come with the territory.
Nah, I already know, man, and I could dig it, and especially if you – see, now dancing is something interesting. I always know that, you know, the girls that dance, when they jump into modeling, they usually hustle and do their thing fast. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can see their hustle because they're from the world of, I know what I got to get. I know what I'm here for. Even when I spoke to the homie Juan Kago, you know what I'm saying? She came from that world, and, like, she's doing her thing now on mad covers of magazines and she just did a show out here yesterday, and it was just like, you know, the girls that come from that world, they like, look, I know what I got to do when I'm here. Let me do my thing, and let me keep it moving.
I know who I can't go with. I haven't met her personally, but I've seen her around, like, on Worldstar Hip Hop, and that's the first time I ever seen her do it on Worldstar Hip Hop. Then I started seeing her on Black Man Magazine. So it's a lot of models that came out of the stripping world, and I'm saying that it's not even that the hustle, like the stripping game, that makes us more hungry in the modeling. Yo, it's the
independent, being an independent artist, being an independent model, being an independent anything that make you, we understand the hustle and what we got to do. It be people that already make it that get comfortable that fall off. And then you got somebody right. hungry like us that's just trying to get in the spotlight. We like, yo, what's good? Give me something, I'm ready to do it. Well, oh, you want me to show you? I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? We know the struggle. You understand?
Right, right. No, I understand fully. And that's what makes a strong woman. And it elevates y'all. It does elevate y'all faster because y'all go in there and y'all like, yo, point me to where it's at. I'll knock
exactly.
it out. You understand? So let me go on. Let's go into that. What was the first? You said you knocked out the car shows. And when you was doing the car shows and you was doing the events and you start taking pictures, was it something that you said to yourself when you looked at yourself on them images and was like, you know what? I'm a bad chick. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to start doing this. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, how did it feel when you said that to yourself? And you saw, you know what, this is something I could do. Because you're young. You're, I don't know if you want to say your age, but, you know, from what I read,
24.
You're a young girl. 24 years old, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm 24. I'm still young, baby.
That's what it is. And you look great. So when you saw those images and you said, you know what, I'm going to attack this, did you say you wanted to do a specific type of modeling? Or did you say anything that I'm comfortable with doing, I'm going to do it the best way I can?
What's funny, I didn't even want to start off with this urban modeling thing. I always wanted some, like, I used to look at the, like, I'm a big fan of fashion. I looked at the fashion show with, like, Dolce & Gabbana, Versace, YSL. I wanted to be one of those girls that walk down the highway, like, down the runway. But with me, like, sometimes in this modeling industry, people feed you dreams, you know what I'm saying? So tell everybody, like, you could do it. And then when I actually went to go try to do it, I wasn't, like, my body wasn't what they wanted, you know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't, like, those girls are tall, they're slim, none of all of that stuff. I'm 5'2", 130-something pounds, you know what I mean? Like, they're not going to put nobody like me on a runway for no dosing about it in Italy or where. So with just my image and everything, and that's what people was like, maybe you should do like the eye candy and the urban thing, you'll be good. So then I started looking to it and everything, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to do it. And it just with my tattoos, my look and stuff, I just was like, all right, this is where I'm going to be at.
Well,
mm-hmm.
that's what's up. You know, other girls have them stories, and I say this, you know, you want to be a fashion model, that's great, but they looking for hangers. You know what I'm saying? Your shoulders got to be so thin, you damn near look like a hanger because they want them clothes to hang off. You know what I'm saying? Like that. And every girl's not built like that. So I always say I'm glad that there is a lane for the thick, curvy, beautiful girls, the short girls, because we love them too. You know what I'm saying? And matter
exactly.
of fact, I'm thinking that the fashion industry is starting to open up for more curvier women, shorter women, simply because of the popularity that y'all are gaining through the lanes that y'all have. I done seen some people on the runways now that's like, okay, that's not usually what they pick. So you see them even opening up, like, you know, people like Jennifer Lopez and shit is helping that out, you know?
You know what? I think who really opened that up, because I used to watch America's Top Model, Tyra Banks' show. I love that show. You know what I'm saying? I used to, that's another thing that really got me into the modeling thing, that wanted to take it to a high fashion type modeling. But I think who opened that lane was that plus the model, that plus size model, Takara.
Takara,
I think she's the one that really opened up eyes to, like, damn, like, average model don't gotta be a size zero. You know what I'm saying? It could be somebody like her, and then you start seeing it, and then it was like you start seeing thicker girls. And like you said, Jennifer Lopez came out, everybody wanted to be on having a big booty and everything, and all that crap or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So the modeling world has changed a lot. You know what I'm saying? It has changed a lot. But at the same time, it also makes it harder for girls too, because it's like, okay, they opened up a lane for urban models, So it's like, okay, now this girl got this, and that girl got that. We see, okay, it just makes so much competition out here. You just can't wake up one day and say, hey, I want to be a model. You got to have something different about you that not only you can see it, but the next person can see. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And then you definitely got to have that it factor. It's got to be something about you. Because, you know, the girls are around here. There's a lot of beautiful women out here. A dime a dozen.
It is.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, when you come on the show, we got to get into what the men want to hear. I know if your fans are listening, you know what I'm saying? They want to know. What type of men is China Diamond? Check it out. Not even saying that you're looking, but if you were, what type of dudes catch your eye?
All right, first of all, what type of... I'm trying to stall out on this. All right. First of all, me, I'm a big person, a big thing about a person that take care of their look, first off. It might be shallow of me, but you got to have your look on point. I can't be going out and my dude or my boyfriend is out with me, and I'm looking fly, and they looking at him like, why? Why did you come out like that? You feel me? Like, that's how I feel. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got to be, he got to be a point. Like, a period. Like, he got to, hair got to be cut, shoes, everything got to be right. And
right.
The personality, you know what I'm saying? I'm into, like, personality, confidence, you know, and also know how to be a gentleman. If you a gangster, you a G, you could be that too, but you be a gentleman at the same time. You feel me?
Right. And you know how to do what you need to do when the situation calls for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you with a lady, you treat a lady like a lady. Right. You said what now?
The sex game got to be on point.
Oh, well, damn, ain't no cutting the corners with China Diamond. She like, yo, listen, you got to have your game tight. You got to have your hair cut right. You can't be no bum-looking nigga while I'm out there being fly. And you better have
that. You know it. I'm going to handle my business. You make me get into mine. You feel me?
Yo, I like that a lot, man. Let the brothers know out there, what's your measurements? They want to know that, too. I ain't asking you, because I just want to know. The brothers want to know.
Nah, I think you just want to know.
I'll be blaming it on the brothers. That's what I do every segment when we do this. I'll be like, yo, the brothers want to know. And it really do be me. I be wanting to know, yo.
Well, I am 35. I think I'm like 27, 28, 36. That's my measurement.
Okay.
I'm real.
That's what it was.
Yeah, I'm real small and petite. I'm real petite. I just got my meat in all the good places. You feel me?
No, I saw it. I already saw it. No explanation. I implore everybody else to go check it out, and they will believe exactly what you what you just said. It is great, but you know what? They also want to know, what's the other things besides modeling? What type of hobbies? What's something that you would, if we looked at you and we were like, damn, I ain't know China did that. That's dope. What else do you do that people might not know about?
I like to play Xbox 360 Modern Warfare 3. I am a big-ass gamer.
Wow.
Rock Band, Zumba. I just was playing Chance. What's the name of that game?
Dance.
Just Dance, Michael Jackson, before I got on the interview.
Yo, you know how many dudes just fell in love because you said you was a gamer?
Yo, Xbox Live, yo, if you ever played Modern Warfare 3, Xbox Live, and you know how you got this rough person that's probably killing you all the time, that was me.
You was
I was hitting you with them grenades and everything, and I love to eat. I love to eat.
Damn, that's crazy. You just made a lot of dudes is gonna be like, yo, when I meet her, I know she like games. They probably give you the new Xbox that nobody could get yet. with some food to come with it. But that's what we love, because you never know until you ask. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a real dope hobby, and that falls in line with a lot of things that brothers like to do. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's real dope right there, yo. Shout out to you for being a gamer. Now, also,
I love gaming. If me and you ever link up in person, you come to my house, make sure you bring an extra controller with you.
Yo, I'm going to bring the wireless joint, the joint where I can move around. Because I like to move around and act like I'm really in the game. So I need that wireless joint. I need that joint where I can really.
I got a whole 10-pack of Duracell waiting for you with the battery. We in there.
Me and TD, we in that piece. Now, don't forget you invited me for a game. Don't forget, because I'm that type of cat that be like, yo, Plug that joint up, yo. I'm in the Virginia area. What's up? Let's get it on. Even when if I see you in Atlanta at the Fleet DJ conference, I might have it hooked up out there. Like, yo, CD, remember we was talking about that? What's up?
Oh, yes. I'll be right there in your hotel room. What's good? I got the Modern Warfare on deck. Black Ops.
That's what it is. So let's get back into your pictures, because everybody's going to want to know where they can see you. Where are you featured right now, and is there anything coming up in the future that we should know about?
Okay, right now, I'm about to drop in two magazines. July 1st, shout out to Cherry Colada Magazine. Then I got another magazine coming out after that called the Naked Hustle Magazine. I'm working on a video right now. Me and my manager, King Davis, working on some things. Me shooting this video to go on a website. Not website, Hip Hop is another website. I forget the name of it. I always forget the name of stuff. But we're working on it. It's just as big as, matter of fact, I think the West Side Hip Hop's competition, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Yeah. And the biggest thing I got coming out right now that you better make sure you attend. I'm not playing with you. I will hunt you down. I am going to be hosting a party with Myrtle Beach July 29th with Dipset on Freaky Zeke. Scott Block is going to be there. World Star Hip Hop is going to be there. And DJ, I forget his name, Prince, DJ Prince, I don't know. Forgot his name, but he's going to be there too. So, Myrtle Beach, it's in Myrtle Beach. It's at, I forgot the name of the club. I'll tweet you.
I'm following you on Twitter, so make sure you follow me back, and I'm going to make sure. Because I be in North Carolina a lot. I got a crazy family out there, so I always go out there. Myrtle Beach ain't nothing but a hop, skip, and a jump. You know what I'm saying? So if you're inviting, I'm coming through. I love a good party.
I am inviting you. Bottles on deck. I am inviting you.
I'm there. I'm definitely there. Now, we mentioned the mat. Now, you said video. Now, I also see that you did a video with Future.
No, I did a video for Future when he first came out with that astronaut mixtape. I did it for him. It was like a video joint to the song Jordan Diddy.
Okay.
You know the song Jordan Diddy?
Yes. I know what you're talking about. Oh, that's what's up right there. So, anybody else that you've done videos for that people could go see and check you out in the video?
I did one. I have a YouTube. Of a bunch of videos I did is Miss Shauna Diamond. It's on YouTube. You can look that up or whatever. I'll probably tweet that to you. But I did a couple. My first one I ever did was the I'm On One. It was for Drake and DJ Khaled. Then I did one for Travis Porter. They put that video that I did on his website called Twerk to Travi. They put like two of my videos on their website. So when I do these videos and I tweet them and promo them to the stars, they actually see the videos. And Travis Porter shouted me out. Future had actually had tweeted me and followed me back. Matter of fact, I actually told the Future a couple times about being in his video. So, yeah, I'm working. The movement is getting strong.
That's a beautiful thing, man. And make sure that you follow me on Twitter, follow Onyx on Twitter, follow Tyrone on Twitter, because we're going to make sure that everything you do, and we see it, we're going to retweet it out to people we know, you know what I'm saying? And also, you know, King Davis put you on Global 14. We know you're on Global 14 right now. You definitely want to market through Global 14. That's Jermaine Dupri's social network. A lot of things go on. You get to know when his artist looking for videos or anybody else. It's tremendous networking on Global 14. So make sure you use that to your advantage as
well.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I love, you know, shout out to
Nah, go ahead. Give your shout out. Then we're going to play a game real quick.
Okay. Oh, Lord. I was about to say shout out to King Davis. That's my manager, whatever, the agency DMV/Brick Squad Mafia 1017. Shout out to Classic. He's the CEO of Fleet DJs. I love Classic. I love King. That's like my biggest supporter. You know who Classic is?
That's my dude. That dude, that's Classic right there is my dude. That's who I go to when I know I want to get something done. I want to get some models on my show. Classic has provided every model for me on my show, because I told him when I started this, that's the brother I want to work with, because I can rely on Classic. He know he can rely on me. That's my homie right there. Shout out to Classic CEO. That's my dude.
Yes, yeah. Make sure you do that. Yeah, I love him. I love Classic. I love Classic.
Yeah, he's a real
good
dude.
He's mad right now, though.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about that, because I told him, I said, yo, China Diamond must be busy today. I don't see no retweets right now. He's like, yeah, she a little bit busy today. I was like, that's all good, because we know people have things to do, especially when they're moving around and stuff like that. But, said she's going to be on the show.
Kids,
she's going to be on the show. What happened?
I said I got kids. I got two kids that be running me crazy. I got a 6-year-old boy and a 1-year-old little girl and stuff. Look, it was crazy. I'm getting text messages, tweets right now from people listening to this show. Like, shout me out on Twitter. I mean, shout me out on the radio. My brother just texted me like, shout me out. Shout out to my brother.
Shout that brother out.
That's my brother, brother Najee. That's my heart. That's my stone, my rock right there. He's doing the college football thing. He was in West Virginia Tech or whatever. But shout out to him. Shout out to my sister, Keisha. Shout out to everybody in the hood, man.
Hey, yo, shout out to her. And let me shout out your god brother for doing the football thing, homie. I hope that go well for you, man. That's some big things right there.
Now, that's my blood brother. Like, we got butt whoopers with each other growing up.
Yeah. That's real fam right there when you both get in the switch. I said, when you both get in the help, that's what's up. But, yeah, you know what? We had got off such a late start, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do a quick segment that we always do on the show, you know what I'm saying? We call it Jump On or Jump Off, all right? Basically, I'm going to give you a set of guys. You tell me, you know what I'm saying, if, you know what, we got a caller for you. Hold on, we can't even play the game. We got a caller for you.
Oh, my God.
Yo, Onyx, we got Q on the line?
Yes,
yeah,
hello.
You already
know. My name, Q.
Yo, what's up, man? How you doing, mommy?
Hello?
You hear Q? We got Q on the line for you.
I'm doing good. I want to give a quick shout out to my man King Davis for holding it down. I fucked with him hard, and I see he got you rolling with him. China, I just want you to know, man, the whole Ghanaian community, the whole Richmond, we riding with you hard, man. Anything King Davis got going on, we on it.
Thank you.
Shout out to Richmond 804. Straight up, all the Ghanaians, man. Make sure you mention the Ghanaians, man. We run this shit out here, man.
Shout out to Ghanaians.
straight up. You're doing your thing. We really appreciate what you're doing. Keep grinding. I wish you the best luck in the world, and I know you're going to make it for a fact. As long as you got my man King Davis on your side, you're good.
Thank you. You don't understand how much that makes me feel to let me know that, damn, somebody's rocking with me. You feel me? And for you to call up here and let me know that, yo, much props to you, respect, love, everything.
No doubt, man. Chuck King Davis, man, Q said what up. You know what time it is, man. I support you all the whole way, all right?
All right.
Hold it down, Molly. Peace.
Mm.
All right, all right. Yo, shout out to Q for calling in and speaking. You know, that's, man, and that's what this show is all about. People calling up, letting you know, yo, they riding with you. You know what I'm saying? They want to see your dreams come true. And if they can help, they're going to do that. So shout out to Q for calling up, brother. That was real talk right there.
All
right,
peace, man.
Yeah, that was crazy. I
want to
second that.
Well, you know, like, hey, when you do your thing, you do your thing. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to have a lot more people, you know, that's going to follow your movement. And, you know, when you meet people and they see what you're doing, as long as you got your strategies down, as long as you got your people intact and you keeping yourself together, you keeping yourself tight, sky's the limit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, keep it going. I think we got a little time to play the little game, man. Our game is the shit. Everybody likes our game. It's a little fun game, but we kind of, you know what I'm saying, like, act the money low on time. So we may have to have.
Hello? Is the phone
hello?
Hello? No, it
didn't. Hello?
Hello? Yeah, who is it?
Hello?
Oh, hello, is my phone off? Hello, do you hear me?
Kinda.
I'm here.
You can hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, you had cut off for a little bit. Like, you answering me, like, late. Am I having a delay?
I think it's just Verizon phone.
Yo,
I'm on the customizer service out right now.
Yeah, it's something going on. But check it out. The show, we're running a little bit low on time, and I don't want to rush the, you know, the little game that we play every week.
I'm here.
So check it out. What I'm going to do is I'm going to invite you back on the show if you got some time. On Wednesday, so we could play that game with you, because it's a fun game. You know what I'm saying? If you want to do that.
Yeah. I love to. When you want me to come back on?
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna set you up to come back on next week, and you come back on a segment. We play the game. We have some laughs. It's called Jump On, Jump Off. Basically, I just give you about 10 guys' names, and you tell me whether or not you would deal with him or you wouldn't deal with him.
Let's play that.
That's what I'm saying. The show right now, it will cut us off if we start, so people won't get to hear it. That's why I don't want to start it, because we really supposed to be off at 10 because we start at 8, so we're just running a little late. So I don't want to start it and then nobody get to hear it. That's why I want you to come back next week and we can play it next week.
Okay. Oh, I'm
so mad. It's always a fun time. Because the girls get to say why they wouldn't fuck with the dude or why they would fuck with the dude. So it's always a good laugh, and it always gets people talking. So I want to make sure the audience actually hears it. You know what I'm saying? So next week, when I get you back on, make sure you tweet that you're going to come on the cut to play the jump on the jump off game. Call in to listen who I would deal with and who I wouldn't in the industry. You know what I'm saying? And that just makes people call up. And listen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can't wait. Oh, man.
Nah, it's dope. Let me just tell you, you're a great guest tonight, you know what I'm saying? We really appreciate you calling in. We know you got things to do, but beautiful girl and a beautiful personality, man. We can't wait to have you back on the show.
All right, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and hats off to you for being a mom and getting it in. That's what's up. Much respect.
Thank you. I'm holding it down for all the ladies with kids out here.
Yes, I'm one of them.
She got twins, and it's her birthday today, too.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Damn,
you know what's crazy stuff? I'm actually out here while I'm doing this interview. I am out here with my two kids and everything, and I'm in Walmart parking lot doing this interview. That's how dedicated
I am. Oh, my goodness.
I
know that's right, and I'm at work.
Yo,
it's real out here.
I fucked with China Diamond. Let me tell you something. China Diamond might be the first person I hug when I go to the Fleet Conference, yo.
You
like that. This is my homie.
You
right
better.
Here. What happened?
I say you better give me a hug when you see me, because if you don't, we're going to be beefing. You don't want to beef a little on me. You know I'm sure.
Nah, I don't want
you
beef.
Know what I'm saying?
I don't want beef. I don't want beef. I'm going to give that hug as soon as I see. So when you see a nigga coming, be like, damn, why this nigga just coming? Just know, yo, though, that's Golden Fleece from the show right there. Don't turn around, slap me and nothing like that. Like, nigga, get your hands off me.
Hello?
But we're going to let you go. We're going to let you go do your shopping. You know what I'm saying? Take care of your business. And you're going to be back on next week. And we was glad to have you on this week. So.
Yeah, I will promote it better this time.
It's all good, man. Well, we appreciate it.
All right. Well, y'all, you guys
have
a blessed
night.
You too.
All
right.
You
too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, we definitely ran over our time, but it's okay. Fun. China, great interview tonight. Golden, lots of fun. I'm glad she got involved, interacted with the questions and the news topics that we had. Thank you to everybody that listened to the cut. And join us next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard. Hit us up at Global 14 and at G14 Radio. And we are out.
I am smoking on that gas. Life should be on Cinemax. Movie. Bought my boo. Bigger than a bigger air. Who he's not I. I smoke strong that pie pie. Louis V's in my archive. Black diamonds apartheid. Bread up my top down. On the block with a block out. Hit your ass with that block out. Dope enough to go in your nostril. I take your girl and kidnap her. Feed her to my mattress. A skeleton in my closet. It's probably when he's dead and rapper. He's probably when he don't try me, I pull that five. Got your car note in my car. And your rent in my swisher. So good, I miss you. Game so vicious. And all I get is cheese. Like I'm taking pictures.
I say, unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real they true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they got. What up? 2 chains and champagne. You want true, that's true enough.
Yeah.
Forbes list like yeah. My office is my tour bus.
Yeah.
She came through, she brought food, she got she knew what's up. She think I'm the realest out, and I say damn, that makes two of us.
Damn.
All that look like what's her name? Chances are it is what's her name? Chances are if she was acting up, then I f***ed her once and never f***ed again. She could have a Grammy, I still treat her like a nominee. Just need to know what that push like, so one time it's fine with me.
Yeah.
Young ass an intern.
With
money like I built the shoe. Streets talking that confirms. Go ask them who just kept the shoe. Stay keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chains go way back. We don't talk, we just say facts. Yes, Lord. I say, girl, unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie. No lie. real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name that won't summer. I'll rap his ass. I'll trap his ass. Put his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass. Take him out. Bring him in them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring. Thug life. One wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't. Went where they say I couldn't. YSL belt buckle. Y'all show it looking. Y'all show it lucky. Two chains on my rugby. Left hand on that steering wheel. Right hand on that bike.
Yeah. I say, unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real grown mission. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up?